Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chairman. Allow me to begin by taking the opportunity of this 67th meeting of the Executive Committee of the UNHCR to welcome the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Mr. Filippo Grandi. My government hopes that his management at the head of this agency will strengthen institutional frameworks that are tasked with protecting and helping persons that are suffering in forced displacement. In addition, my government is particularly grateful to the High Commissioner for his visit to our country earlier this year and for the great support given to our country following the earthquake that devastated the northeast of the country. Chairman, Ecuador confirms as a central element of international protection the respect of the rights of all persons to request asylum and refuge, to not be returned to the country from which they have fled to preserve their life or liberty, and to be treated as a minimum with the same standards as other foreigners, and to be given the protection and guarantee of their human rights. Ecuador is the country with the highest number of recognized refugees and asylum seekers in Latin America and the Caribbean. To date, Ecuador has granted refugee status to more than 60,000 people, and in addition, we have received more than 200,000 asylum applications, and this represented a vast fiscal, social, and political effort. Therefore, and taking into account the economic limitations of our condition as a developing country, we are proud to be able to meet our humanitarian obligations in a context of full social integration for the refugees. Unlike what happens in other regions of the world, in Ecuador, there are no refugee camps. On the contrary, my government maintains protective policies which involves the direct integration of refugees in Ecuadorian society, and thanks to their registration and the granting of identity documents, they can fully exercise the rights recognized in law and access the same services that the government and state gives to its citizens. These include free access to healthcare and education, access to justice, and to free public defense. Likewise, access to subsidies, basic services, financial services, and housing. According to the UNHCR baseline report drawn up by UNHCR in Ecuador, 79.21% of children of school age and young people have access to basic and secondary level education, and 77% of people who needed medical attention over the last 6 months had access to such services. Furthermore, 51.5% of households believe that they have good housing conditions. Ecuador has been a party to the residency agreement for states parties of Mercosur and Associated States since 2014. At the same time, it has migration agreements with sister republics of Peru, Venezuela, and Colombia. All of these agreements are designed to facilitate the free movement of persons in a regular way, facilitating labor mobility and the granting of regular indefinite leave to remain in signatory countries. And through these agreements, people with refugee status granted by Ecuador can leave our country and change their country of residence to any of the signatory countries. And this is a lasting solution through regional migratory cooperation. Furthermore, in 2010, Ecuador declared a migration amnesty for Haitian citizens as a result of the devastating earthquake suffered by this Caribbean country. This amnesty lasted 5 years and ended in 2015. It allowed citizens from Haiti displaced by that natural disaster to come to Ecuador and live there legally. Likewise, states of Latin America and the Caribbean are currently implementing the Brazil Declaration and Plan of Action, which was adopted on the 3rd of December 2014 on the basis of the 1984 Declaration, Cartagena Declaration on Refugees. This broadens the definition of refugees and the factual basis on which states recognize refugee status. In closing, and given that more than 90% of asylum seekers and refugees in Ecuador come from our sister Republic of Colombia. I would like to reiterate the recognition of my government for the important work carried out by the government of Colombia to find a solution to their internal conflict and build a lasting and sustainable peace, which not only will benefit the Colombian people, but also the whole region. Thank you, Chairman.